Espresso English Podcast, Episode 38, Common Collocations with the Words Big, Great, Large, Deep, Strong, and Heavy. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. In English, a collocation is two or more words that go together naturally. Learning collocations is essential for making your English sound fluent and natural. In today's episode, I'll teach you 50 common English collocations with the words big, great, large, deep, strong, and heavy. Let's start with the word big. Big is often used in collocations with a happening or event, for example, a big accomplishment, a big decision, a big disappointment, a big failure, a big improvement, a big mistake, and a big surprise. The word big is also used when talking about size, and in a previous episode, we explored the differences between big, tall, long, etc. Now let's look at the word great. The word great is often used in collocations with feelings or qualities. For example, great admiration. It's necessary to say great admiration and not big admiration. Great anger, great enjoyment, great excitement, great fun, great happiness, great joy, in great detail, great power, great pride, great sensitivity, great skill, great strength, great understanding, great wisdom, and great wealth. As you can see, we use great with feelings like anger, fun, happiness, and joy, as well as qualities like power, pride, skill, and strength. How about the word large? The word large is often used in collocations involving numbers and measurements. For example, a large amount, a large collection, a large number, a large population, a large proportion, a large quantity, and a large scale. Our next word is strong. The word strong is often used in collocations with facts and opinions. For example, a strong argument, strong emphasis, strong evidence, a strong contrast, a strong commitment, strong criticism, strong denial, a strong feeling, a strong opinion about something, and strong resistance. Strong can also be used with the senses of smell and taste. For example, a strong smell and a strong taste. The word deep is also used for some strong feelings. For example, deep depression and deep devotion. And it's also used in these expressions, in deep thought, in deep trouble, and in a deep sleep. A deep sleep is when the person won't wake up easily. Finally, we have the word heavy. Heavy is used for some weather conditions, like heavy rain, heavy snow, and heavy fog. The word heavy is also used for people with bad habits, like a heavy drinker, a heavy smoker, and a heavy drug user. There's also the expression a heavy sleeper. That's not someone who sleeps a lot. Instead, it's a person who doesn't wake up easily while sleeping. The word heavy is also used in collocations with two unpleasant things, traffic and taxes. Heavy traffic and heavy taxes. Are you ready to test your knowledge of these English collocations? Try the quiz. The link is in the podcast description. You can choose the best word to complete each collocation to see if you've memorized these common combinations of words. And if you'd like to learn more collocations, my ebook will help you. It will teach you 1,000 English collocations in just 10 minutes a day. You'll spend 5 minutes reading the lesson and 5 minutes doing the quiz. It will help you increase your vocabulary without needing to spend a lot of time. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and look for the ebook on 1,000 collocations. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.